Glenn, when you got the news last week of Ron's passing, what was your first thought?
Yeah, I was kind of shocked because the prior week I talked to him and I said, Ron, hey, Rooms, how you doing? He said, I'm doing great. But then I found out his son called me, Jeff, and also Vicky, his wife, and they says, well, here's the situation. He'd been suffering for 3 months at least from his cancer. And the chemo, whatever. But his theory was not to tell anybody. He didn't want the Cubs to know, the Fest to know, anybody to know about this. And I was shocked about it.
This is Elliot Harris from the Chicago Sun-Times. And the season ended. Ron went to Arizona, and that was the last we heard. You thought, okay, he's in the sun. It's warm. Spring will come, and he'll be back. And I think this was quite a shock to most everybody.
Yes, it was. In fact, Ernie Banks called me. That's unusual for Ernie to call me. I believe the last time he called me was about the last time he was married, told me about his wedding. And they had to be, 17, 18 years ago. But Ernie was a little concerned. You know, he just heard this. And it's something because we're all on that same leg, you know, and we're in line to go too someday.
Glenn, a lot of talks were made that Ron would not want to go in the Hall of Fame if he didn't do it when he was living. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I don't know. You know, Ron wanted it in the Hall of Fame, which is only natural, a big thing. But what I don't understand, with his credentials are every bit as good as Brooks Robinson. But the fact is, I think the situation, we've already had three guys in the Hall of Fame. And to put a fourth guy in, it looks a little funny when you never played in a World Series.
Yeah, Brooks Robinson's acclaim came in the postseason. And that
postseason, you know, that's when he made these plays. He got some hits and outstanding defense and offense. And so that's more or less what, you know, Brooks is a great guy, great athlete.
Glenn, you and I were talking last week. I know you're down in Florida. You couldn't believe the coverage he was getting on the national sports stations.
I just couldn't believe it. I see him on ESPN. I see him on ABC News and CBS. And I'm saying, you know, I didn't know the power of working for the radio station was in such that great of thing. But with Ron, you know, but the thing I liked most about it, Ron was not a successful, too good in the business world. So I think once he got that job, he was so thrilled. I think we went out to dinner that night. And he was saying, this feels great. I'm back with the Cubs, and I feel absolutely excellent. So in a way, I think that's what kept Ron going.
It wasn't making pizzas?
No. Oh, hey, don't tell me. I was partners with him. I was involved with it. I made $6,000 my first year, and I think I spent $2,000 on that pizza investment.
Whose idea was that?
Well, we had a friend, I forget what his name was. He's also passed away, but another Italian friend of Ron's. And I forget the name since I bumped my head. I can't remember that much anymore. But I remember those pizzas advertised. It says, look for us in your grace. A grocery, you know, whatever. So anyway, you know what they were? Hockey pucks.
Well, at least they served a purpose. So the only dough that you were rolling around in was in pizza dough. Then
I'm telling you, I don't know, but I took just hot and heated, and I had a roller skating, but ice skating rink out in Palatine, and I said, we're out of a hockey puck. I said, let's use this. So that was not a – let's move on to something else. That wasn't a good deal.
Yeah. No, Ron really did have another Cubs career when he went into radio. I think he –
It was big for him, believe me.
Yeah, I mean, whole generations and hundreds of thousands of people who hadn't seen him play somehow made a connection with him through his work on WGN.
In the past 5 years, he was not a good help, you know, what he went through, but he was a survivor and never complained. He was just good about things.
Now, what? And, when he was playing,
I give him a lot of credit.
During his playing days, would he get as emotional on the bench as he seemed to get in the broadcast booth?
Just all the time. And Ron was a great dancer, believe me. I should say that we picked that up on the road trips. But He was a great dancer, and he just was. He just left it out. He didn't keep it in his brain to analyze. He just came right out with it. So he was more or less our captain on the team. And I was lucky enough to room with Ron. I'm 6 months old, younger than he is. But Ron came up to 60, and I didn't come up to 65. It was a big thing. I waited until I graduated from college, and then. But anyway, got there, and Ron more or less asked me if I want a room with him, and I said, "Oh, you betcha, Ron. You're one of those stars now." I joke around about a thing, and then I said, 3 years later, I said, "Well, I found out about that. Nobody else wanted a room with him."
Was he a good roommate, or was he kind of a slob?
Yeah, he was good. We only had two little spats, I'd say, over a 9-year period, but very minor. Not only that, our families were friendly. Our kids were raised knowing each other. His previous wife was Judy Sano, and we went out to dinner with them. We went skating, went on vacations all together. So we more or less saw what was happening. At spring training, Ron, we had these connections. It's a beautiful place where we could stay, and right next to each other. It was just a nice experience for me. I was very lucky.
Did he have all his hair in those days, or had he gotten to the toupee yet?
Well, that started, I would say, in 68. And I don't want to comment on that. Waking up in the morning when he had those first couple models on his bedpost, it was a little different.
Was Ron as competitive off the field as he was on?
Well, yeah, Ron, we all like to win at everything we do. Ron, I love to play those cards, but if we play some sort of card game on a plane, if he lost, continues to lose, there goes the deck in here. Get a new deck. So it was just Ron's channel.
I'll tell you what, a lot of people relate Harry Carey with the Cubs, but Harry only broadcast the Cubs for about 15, 16 years. Ron went 20 years broadcasting the Cubs, more than Harry.
Ron, I'm telling you, and if I was driving back or listening to him, and all of a sudden I'd pick up, turn on WGN and it's where I could get it, and I'd hear Ron, I could tell immediately if the Cubs were winning or losing just by hearing his voice. He and I were the best of friends. But I'll tell you what really Ron was outstanding for is doing the work he did for juvenile diabetes and that. He did a wonderful job raising money, trying to find a cure for it. He was friendly. If you had a child and you said, "I wonder if Ron Sandler would talk to him," he'd drive to the house and see the kid. So you got to give him credit on that.
Glenn, I want to thank you very much for your time. Let you get back to your driving. Ellie and I really appreciate you coming on for a few minutes.
Well, it's a thing. I'm nice to be. You know, I tease everybody. I say, at 70 years old, I'm glad somebody calls me. But anyway, I thank you guys, and we're going to miss them.
Okay. Bring your top coat.
I will. I know. Here it's a little chilly.
Okay. Thank you again, Glenn.
All right. See y'all later.
All righty.